Early afternoon found the party gathered in the back cellar. Lanterns illuminated the scene as they sat on the floor watching Samolas. At the bottom of the stairs, the old mouse was working on the rusted door lock. Bisky, Humphrey and Dwink were reciting the rhyme which Sister Ficaria had recalled. They chanted aloud.
Pom, 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 where have my four eyes gone? There's a key to every riddle, there's a key to every song, there's a key to every lock, think hard or you'll go wrong. Pom, 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 who'll be the lucky one? What holds you out but lets you in? That's a good place to begin. What connects the front and back? Find one and just three you lack. Pom, 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 the trail leads on and on.
The head of Samolas appeared from the stairwell. He held a mangled iron bar in one paw, rubbing dust and rust flakes from his face with the other. His aggressive mood had not yet worn off.
Oi! Can you keep it quiet up there? I can't hear myself think. Sound really echoes down there, you know.
Skipper thumped his rudder in a soft, sympathetic manner.
Looks like you ain't having much luck with that door, Samo.
The old mouse gritted his teeth, declaring his determination to the Otter Chieftain.
I needs to concentrate, Skip. A bit of quiet is all he asks. I'll crack it, you'll see. Might take me a bit of time, but an all-iron door isn't going to defeat Samolas Fitzer. No, sir!
Abbot Glisson placed a paw to his lips, beckoning the three young ones and Bosie to follow him. Up into Great Hall they went, wondering what Glisson wanted. The old Dormouse trundled across the hall, explaining as they went,
"You young uns, stay with me. Then if Samolas can't open the door, he won't be able to blame you. Dear me, he has got himself into a bit of a tizzy. Now, Laird Bosie, what do you know of Martin the Warrior?"
The hare answered as best he could.
"Was that not the beastie who had the job at Abbey Warrior afore me? I'm told he's long departed, father, but I've seen his likeness over yonder. Aye, and a broad, bonny laddie he looks too. I wouldna like to meet him as a foe in battle."
They arrived at the recess where the great tapestry was displayed. There was Martin, the very spirit of Redwall Abbey, woven expertly by loving paws to stand through all seasons. He was depicted in full armour with his legendary sword, courageous, confident and heroic, with vermin enemies fleeing in all directions to get away from him. Bisky had seen the tapestry almost every day of his life. He often wondered how any beast could look so tough, yet carry in his eyes a twinkle of humour and kindness. The young mouse had tried often to emulate Martin's expression, until one day, Brother Cyrillus suspected he was suffering from some form of rictus and physicked him thoroughly with pungent herbal medicines. Bisky broke off his reminiscences to hear what the abbot was saying.
"A warrior with the responsibility of protecting others should carry the best of weapons. Now I know, Bosie, that you have your fiddle bow thing with the little metal shafts, but in a confined space, fighting paw to paw, for instance, a sword is more useful. Would you agree?"
The mountain hare nodded, but with no great enthusiasm.
"I'll grant you, there's those who fancy the blades. I'm fourth of all now armed with a claymore. Ah, but they're unwieldy things, father. Besides, I doubt you'd own such a thing.